Hi, my name is Joy. I live at the foothills of the White Mountains, but for me, COVID meant spending quite a bit of time in the Lakes region. I had the opportunity to work at a COVID shelter and get to know people as they came in who had been affected by COVID, exposed to, and they needed a safe place to shelter. I also live with, you know, a 93-year-old at the time, and so the precautions were great at my house, and for years we haven't hugged, and that's a tough one. But every night we talk to each other and we say good night, I love you, and he'll say a bushel and a peck, and I'll say I love you a hug around the neck. And so we have that. And but for me, COVID definitely was different. I was on the road every day doing one thing or another, helping others. And I only got it once during the beginning of COVID. And it happened at the shelter, and we ended up losing someone. And that was tough for us because it became real. And when COVID became real, it became scary for all of us who have housemates or friends or family that live with us. And so on that level, we were able to talk and bond, but it was together but separate. And so we're still trying to get back to quote unquote normal, right? And spending time together. And hopefully this period of time of the pandemic will eventually end and the variants will become less and less. But just know that words are always just as important as physical touch.